The show that we're going to talk about now includes sexual references, including kink and BDSM, nudity, coarse language, and adult concepts. There are references to lived experiences of race and gendered violence. Also, smoke machine, hazer, and strobe lighting are used. That's part of the online disclaimer on the Blue Room Theatre events page for a performance called The Ugly. It's a cabaret burlesque performance featuring G-strings and six-strings, cowboys and cowgirls, fantasy and negotiated desire. Joining me in the studio dungeon is one of the performers, Joe Louis. Good Hello. Morning.
Hi, how are you?
Very well. Thank you for taking the time to come in.
Love it. Love talking about myself.
Excellent, because my very first question is, tell us a little bit about who you are.
Hi, so I'm Joe. I'm one of the two makers of The Ugly, which is the show in question. I've been a Perth theatre maker for a pretty long time now, and Phoebe has also been making theatre for a reasonably long time, and so this is our second collaboration together, and we decided to make a work about sex and desire, because what better time of year?
Well, it's a meaty subject, isn't it? It's mm-hmm. one that's never going to become unpopular or not have something to say. Mm-hmm. What did you want to find out through doing this work? Like, what is the truth or the story or the mm-hmm. theme? Like, what are you trying to drill down into through this piece of performance?
Yeah, the thing... So, a long time ago, we read an article by... A writer named Amiya Srinivasan called "The Right to Sex," in which she kind of unpicked the politics around inceldom and this kind of male entitlement to sex, but specifically with that intersection with race and how some people are viewed as less desirable or more desirable, and what that is sitting next to. Gendered kind of entitlement and privilege and oppression. And we were both very, very excited by this article. We kind of discovered kind of parts of ourselves and our philosophies in it that we wanted to unpick and expand upon. And we're also two incredibly, horny individuals.
I believe that's the French term.
That's right, with a lot of thirst, you know. So it seemed like a really perfect vehicle to kind of talk about why we want the things and people that we want inside this kind of vehicle of presenting sexuality that actually by this point Perth audiences are really used to, right? And so this kind of this sense of this performance work as like a little like spy vehicle that's like kind of taking this really understandable trope of a burlesque striptease cabaret performance and then using it to kind of unpick itself as a form. Yeah.
That sounds incredible. That article alone sounds
yeah,
awesome.
It's real good.
How is the show structured? What are we actually talking about when we say performance?
Right. So the vast majority of the show is a burlesque cabaret, right? So you can expect songs. There's a lot of original music. There's dancing. There's striptease. There's little kind of skits and bits in between. And in that, you can kind of, I guess, expect like a politically charged burlesque show that you might see. And then as the work kind of climaxes and goes towards a conclusion, we kind of move away from that form a little bit. And I think it is in that moment that kind of Phoebe and I's experience as performance makers and kind of more experimental artists kind of takes hold. But we've both had really long-standing interest in the form of burlesque and that kind of striptease, as well as cabaret shows and live music and that kind of thing. And so, again, it's like a really lovely dovetailing of interests for us both. Yeah.
So you're dealing with some very raw themes mm-hmm. there. How did you negotiate those topics safely together, working through what was okay, what wasn't okay on stage?
Yeah, so in terms of with each other, like, we basically had tons and tons of really beautiful conversations to begin with. Phoebe and I are pretty close outside of the rehearsal room, and we've previously made work together. I guess I also have a history of making work that is incredibly personal, not necessarily about me, but certainly when I work with other collaborators, there is this kind of theme in my work that is about unpicking the really personal things. And so there's like a lot of structured conversation around when we feel safe, and a lot of checking in, and a lot of finding that really lovely middle ground between overarching rules that set the stage, and then a personal connection that is about checking in and are you okay. In terms of safety for the audience, it's something we're really, really concerned about, obviously. And we kind of have a multiple step trigger warning kind of system where we lay our cards on the table at the beginning. And so if you want to have an experience where you don't really know what's going on and you want to take the show structurally as it comes, you can. But if you read the blurb and you read the initial warnings and you feel like that might be a bit difficult, there's something you can click on. We've got links that kind of take you into the detail of the work and the detailed things that might be triggering for folk. And you can make your decision there. It's really important to us, obviously, that people make informed decisions. Yeah.
That sounds really innovative and such a kind and a clever thing to do for your audience, especially dealing with these kinds of
Yeah, absolutely.
Things.
I think there's nothing, like, sometimes you get that feeling where you're hearing the trigger warnings when you're in the venue or when you're sat in the seats, and it's kind of an awkward time to get up and go, and we just want to make sure that, obviously, that everyone feels good. And I mean, at the end, it's also a show about, you know, like, sex and like banging. Am I allowed to say banging? Banging?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and so we also want people to, like, get horny, you know? Like, and you got to feel safe to do that, right?
So, because it deals with some, on paper, very heavy themes, but yeah. It also sounds like it's supposed to be quite a fun, enjoyable.
I think it's incredibly fun and enjoyable, and it's much more, and it's both at the same time, which is what I really love about it. Like, yeah, the kind of aim is like you kind of get turned on and then you kind of get confused about why, and then you maybe have a little think, you know, like that kind of thing. Like you kind of sit inside of your own kind of desire response and ask what about that is something that needs thinking about, maybe, is the hope of the work. Yeah.
I think that's one of the brilliant things around burlesque and cabaret,
yeah,
is the way that it can just pick up the most grim, the most bleak topics and play with them and not marginalize them while finding the joy or the humor in things.
And burlesque and cabaret has this huge history of being this incredibly political form, so subversive, which is such a happy thing for us to step into the history of. Like, we're so cognizant of that and so happy to be able to, you know, do our tiny, tiny little part of contribution to that history. But also the other, like, joyously subversive thing about burlesque is kind of like, if you do it right, no matter what, someone's going to get turned on. And that's also joyful, right? Like, you take this kind of dark, oppressive material and it's heavy, and then you kind of, like, do a little hip thrust and then someone's hard. Like, you know, it's like this really constant and present reminder of that, like, being human is all of those things at the same time, in this really beautiful way.
It's very human.
Yeah.
Those conflicting things, just like waves, just rushing one after the other.
Exactly.
Is there a particular act or performance part that's your favourite in the show?
Yes, but in saying that, those are specifically the things that I maybe don't want to talk about. I will say that what I love about this burlesque cabaret work is that it really exists as a whole, right? And so there are, certainly at the beginning, there are acts, there are stuff, there's stuff like that, like you would expect, but the true joy of the work is experiencing it as a totality, and we are quite proud of that, yeah.
For anyone who's interested, I highly recommend them to go and have a look at the promo photo.
Mm-hmm.
I love a bit of kinky cowboy aesthetic
in the
morning.
It's pretty hot. I'm pretty hot, you know. Yeah.
It is incredible. For anyone who wants to come and see the show or find out a little bit more about it,
uh-huh.
Where can they get some info?
Okay, so we're performing at the Blue Room from tonight to Saturday at 9:30 p.m. each night. So you can get tickets either by calling the Blue Room or going to the Blue Room Theatre in Northbridge or jumping on their website at blueroom.org.au and buying tickets there.
Wonderful. Joe, thank you very much for coming in this morning.
Hey, I really appreciate it.
And that was my guest, Joe Louis, performer in The Ugly. And as he mentioned there, that is part of the Blue Room Theatre. You can go and check out their website for more details. You're listening to On The Record here on RTR FM 92.1.